Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached 761-3330, and that's your film listed fun number. That's right.
I'd forgotten how much I hate space travel.
Wow, look at this place. Whoa! Look out! Wait.
Look out, Dave! Get your lightsaber!
Oh, I don't have one!
Well, find one!
I can't defend myself. Oh!
God! Look out! Here comes Vader!
Oh, yeah. R2, look! Come here! Wait. No, look out! Don't go there!
Oh, my God! Whoa!
It's too late for him. Look, I didn't expect this.
I didn't expect that. Look out, Dave! Duck!
God, I'm only here for a short period of time to announce the tape. Palmac presents for the week of May 23rd to the 26th, 1983.
What are you, nervous or something? It's not that bad over here, Dave.
It's a sharp pain. How do you do this, Paul?
Well, I mean, with a record, how else?
Do you expect your callers to believe that there's actually a space battle?
If they're my callers, they'll believe anything. Anyway, tell them where they can write to us at, Dave.
All right, if you'll believe this, P.O. Box 2600, that's 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. You run up there every once a year?
That's right, to get my annual exercise.
I guess you need it. Now that you're unemployed, you have all the free time in the world, right?
Yes. On side two, we've got Pizza Wars, originally presented on Dual Face, the Star Wars Empire Strikes Back spoof. And, Dave, where are you going?
Well, I want to get in line for the new release of the Star Wars saga.
You're leaving now?
Yeah, it's going to be a long line.
Is it me, or is that for real? I mean...
Okay, really, I'm going over to feedback, but that's beside the point.
Wait, feedback?
Okay.
Stay off that line. You got to stay here, Dave.
This is getting so boring, Paul. I mean, look, there's still garbage on the... I'm sorry.
All right, well, listen, let's get into another week of fun-listed films and see what's coming up for you. Thanks for being with us, Dave, for this short time.
Well, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, we have a visitor here in the studio, maybe he should introduce himself since he is so good at doing that. What was your name again, sir?
Well, James Stewart. People call me Jimmy. You can call me Jim, that's fine.
Anyway, Jimmy, listen, have you been going to any movies lately? Are there any things out there that you've seen that you really think are worth seeing?
Yeah. I saw a new movie the other day. I was Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. A new film, huh?
I think so.
Do you like Bob Hope?
Bob. Everybody likes Bob. Bob's going to have his 80th birthday party. That's right. I'm a little PO'd because I wasn't invited, but, you know a guy 30, 40 years and he forgets about you. It just kind of, ticks you off a bit, but, Bob's a hell of a guy.
He invited me.
He invited you?
Yeah, sure.
Bob, you know Bob?
Of course I do.
But he didn't invite. He invited Joe.
That's right. I'm going to his party.
Well.
Anyway, listen, Jim.
That really ticks me off, Paul.
I'm sure it does. But I'm.
Who the heck are you to go there when I'm Jimmy Stewart
and I'm Paul Mack. Glad to meet you, Jimmy.
Okay, well, let's leave it that way. I'd rather be Jimmy Stewart and you be Paul Mack.
Yes, I'd much rather be Paul Mack, believe me. No, Jimmy, it's an honor having you here in the studio. And
okay, it was nice coming by.
I can always rely on you not to waste any of my tape. I mean, you're straight and to the point, and you know what you're talking about. You're forward.
That's
too forward.
Just
a little bit forward.
People have
you don't stutter that much, do you?
No,
it's not contagious, is it?
Well, they don't.
It's not contagious.
If you're
you've said more than words would allow you to say, Jim. I mean, it's been an honor and a privilege and.
And that's...
And that too, yes. That has. And I'm glad you can come down here, and the check is in the mail. This is catching, isn't it?
Well, I think you've got it, Paul.
I'm not trying to impersonate you. I'm trying to get through the show.
I made $1 million off it, so it couldn't be that bad.
That's right. But the check is in the mail, Jim, and thanks for coming down to the studio today.
Bye, everybody. It's been nice speaking with you.
Yeah, I guess it has. Bye. Mr. James Stewart in the studio tonight.
Taxi. Yep. Oh, dang. They don't recognize me anymore. I haven't made a film in a while.
Richard Gere is Jesse Lujack. He's arousing, disarming, demanding.
You scare me, Jesse.
And dangerous.
You love me. Well, say it.
He's the last man on earth any woman needs. And every woman wants him.
I have nothing with me, baby.
Richard Gere. Breathless.
It's me around you, Sugar. That's me. Breathless.
From Orion Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Breathless, starring Richard Gere, is about 90 minutes. No. It's about a street punk who, after stealing a car in Vegas, shoots a policeman pursuing him. Jesse now is a wanted criminal. In L.A., he tries to persuade a pretty French girl, Monica, to come with him to Mexico. She's hesitant at first because she has a career and most recently an affair with her professor. Jesse tries to obtain money owed to him and Monica's love while running from the investigators. Without telling the outcome, I'll say the music is good and Richard Gere's acting is good. But the storyline falters. I'll give it a fair to Midland. This has been a critique from Anita.
All right, Breathless, an Orion Pictures release, can be seen in North Hollywood at the North Hollywood UA Movie 6. And that's in North Hollywood. And the number for information there is 766-4317, of course, in the 213 area code. So go see Breathless, rated R, no one under 17, admitted without parent.
You know what's really disturbing is when two movies come out that could have been a lot better. I'm talking about Flashdance and Blue Thunder. I think about it, Blue Thunder could have been a Raiders of the Lost Ark of the air. It had the potential of being such a good movie. And the filmmakers fell for a lot of bad choices and a lot of caricature, stereotypical storytelling, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Also, Flashdance was predictable as predictable can be. The climax was anticlimactic. The dancing was good, but the dancing was done by somebody other than the star. It was done by somebody else who is now suing the picture, which is real surprising. It just shows that a lot of these films are calculated in such a way to make money, and they're just thrown together so quickly and without care, it seems, that they're just, like I said, made to make money, although all movies are made to make money. With people like Spielberg and Lucas and, well, Coppola around, they take a little more care with their movies, and they seem to want to make them of a lot of quality, or with a lot of quality. Although they do make money, and they are made to make money, they just seem to put a little more love and a little more care into their films. Maybe a little more talent into their films. I just wonder what these filmmakers that have made these two movies, if they even think about these things, the care that needs to go into a film and wanting a film to be really good and believable and enjoyable and not only, you know, and to make money. I don't know if this is valid at all, but I just thought I'd like to say it. This has been Rich of Sundown.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? John from La Habra. Well, last week I said I was going to see Blue Thunder, and I didn't get around to it, so tonight I'm going to go see Blue Thunder, and we shall call back on side two of the tape and give you our review. Okay. Hey, it's been a comment and a review from John of La Habra. Bye.
Hi, Paul. This is Wayne from North Hollywood. I just wanted to say I disagree with your theory that the big screen will never die. Coming in the future is a technique of computer-to-brain interface, and we'll be able to watch TV and movies and everything without even having to open our eyes. Just wait and see. Bye.
Good point. However, I don't agree with you there, Wayne. My personal opinion is this science fiction monstrosity straight from the Twilight Zone, whatever the heck it is you're talking about there, is whenever it will come about, is just another way of seeing a movie, okay? I mean, today we have choices. We have choices. We can stay home and watch the movies on the television set, or we can go to the theater. We can have a night out in the town, get out of the house, you know, and go see the movie in a movie theater, you know, with an audience, you know, and getting other people's reactions. Not everybody's going to want to have this subliminal suggestion. And then there's some people that don't even want to go to the movies. They prefer live stage shows, you know, the live theater. I mean, this thing, if it ever comes out, this viewing through your mind, will just be another option of, you know, programming. I mean, today we can see films on video cassettes if we want. I mean, just think. I mean, remember when television came out? It was a big novelty, but it didn't stop anybody from going to the movie theaters, and not even cable TV. So that's all I got to say, and, well, yeah.
But an exciting news item right now, which you can now buy almost anything with just a small down payment. This will mean more TV sets. Of course, Hollywood already has a terrific number of television sets. In fact, we have so many antennas that the smog is coming in shredded. There's so many TV antennas in California that they're interfering with the birds. This year, the only way the swallows could get back to Capistrano was to join the automobile club. Television is now America's favorite indoor sport.